Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker.
Who?
And John Cadogan.
Yes.
There he is.
Hi.
There he is. Someone said the best shows we do are when TalkSport sell crack at lunchtime.
I saw that.
I found very interesting, John. Yeah. Obviously, some episodes appear madder than others to some people.
Were we a bit giddy last week?
I don't think we were that giddy. Maybe it was Ivor Dudney. I don't know. It was
maybe.
Lovely to hear from Ivor, though, wasn't it?
Always good to hear from Ivor. I
haven't heard from him for a while.
Yeah, we're back here in... Speaking of the canteen, we're back here in Times Radio
back
today.
Times Radio.
Back in the Times Radio. I saw John Pienaar
in
the canteen earlier, and yeah. I definitely heard him say,
yeah.
I have the best moustache in this building, and I defy anyone to challenge me.
The thing is, you know, he hasn't seen my... I am definitely moustached up. I'm going to keep the moustache, John. I really enjoy it. If anyone's doing Movember,
yeah.
We're interested in that. Let us know if you're doing Movember. Might be able to chuck a few quid your way, or at least a shout out. But I recommend it. If you feel like you need a little bit of confidence in your life,
mm-hmm.
grow a moustache,
yeah.
Men and women. What would be more confident than
a woman with a moustache? A
woman with a moustache. What's more confident about that, John, than
that,
John?
Says,
exactly. This is me.
Yeah.
Very greatest showman. <Wouldn't it?
laughs>
So yeah, grow a moustache. I tell you, I promise you, if you get it right, feels good. It's not a lot. Because you just catch yourself looking ridiculous, but also really great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can't wear. I've got a jacket I wear sometimes, John. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a like an army jacket. It's a Paul Smith army
yes,
jacket.
Yes, I've
right?
seen that one.
So it's like army, but a slight bit of colour in it. But unfortunately, you cannot wear it with a moustache because you do just look like you're in the TA. Because anyone in the TA
yeah.
definitely would have a moustache,
yeah. Yeah.
wouldn't they? Because... I don't know what if the TA are they? They're real soldiers, are they, John? They're sort of volunteer
yeah,
soldiers.
Yeah, they're real soldiers.
They still get
I
called
believe.
Up. Yeah, be annoying if you'd only joined up to have like a bit of a laugh in a sort of you know outward bound sort
yeah.
of way, and then we went to
I'm
war
in the
and you were
Falklands.
Like
yeah.
suddenly getting shot at.
Part time.
Oh, part time is it, John?
Yeah,
feels like a very a National League thing actually. The Territorial Army.
Yeah,
part time. So they're very much the King's Lynn of the Army, John. Aren't they
only fight on 3G battlefields.
Exactly, yeah. Is that what it is? Just not real battlefields.
Yeah.
Look, they do a great job. I'm not laughing at all at them at all. They do a good thing. I'm just saying, if I wear my jacket with a moustache, I do look like I'm in them. John, what
reserves.
A week. What a weekend
Army
for Torquay United. The saviour, our Lord and saviour, hero has turned up.
Sinclair.
Whoa,
Armstrong.
Yes.
Do you think when he... if
I'm on the Sinclair spectrum.
I was going to say, if he ever scores five in a game, Sinclair sees five.
Oh,
it's got to be.
That's beautiful,
your headline,
John.
Dave Thomas.
Lovely stuff. I think Dave listens. I don't think Dave
no,
listens.
I don't think so.
I don't think he listens, John.
Jealous.
I've got a bone, John.
I've got a bone to pick with the local press, actually, later on.
What about?
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
A little bit of foff treachery.
Really, John?
Yeah.
Fury.
Let's just say someone has ruled themselves out of Foff of the Year.
Already?
Yeah.
Already out of Foff of the Year. One week after it was announced.
We'll just hand out a little card with square, circle, triangle. Foff games.
Foff games. Just standing there with the Talk United season ticket, bouncing it off the floor. If people haven't seen Squid Game, John, this is an utterly
pointless,
an utterly pointless conversation. Hey, I like the look of that number 69. I like Sean McDonald. I like the look of that number 37. strange number for a goalkeeper.
You really have to watch Squid Game.
Yeah, I mean that bit is too. I didn't think it could get well. Didn't think we'd still be talking about it because I'm not actually that bothered about it anymore, John.
No, I'm over it.
There we are. By the way, I listened back to last week's episode. I rarely listen to last week to any episodes.
Okay.
It was really good. You did a really good job, John.
So thank you very much.
Thanks very much for that. What's coming up in this week, John?
We've got lots of National League news.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Not as much
in
as
a National League
but
podcast.
We'll just go over Saturday's results.
Yeah, I will say we're recording on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because we have to go. We're going to Manchester. We're going to the Football Museum in Manchester for work on Thursday. We can't record. Might be something from there, John, but there's no National League element to it. Is there a conference trophy or anything there?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll find out.
We'll find out, maybe.
Next week. Look, you'll find out about this week's results next week.
That's just the way it is.
It's like the Metro newspaper, John. Yesterday's news, today.
Yeah. Yeah, so sorry about that, everybody. So yeah. Tuesday night's results, anything could have happened.
Perhaps we'll have a little, let's look at the fixtures in a minute, John, and try and predict the results. That'd be good fun, wouldn't it? See how it goes. Lovely idea.
I think a meeting of two National League mimes.
Yes.
When James met Ian.
It's a simulcast. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Well,
on different pages there, John.
Wavelengths.
When James met Ian, we're going to find out what happens. James Rowe, you put a little sort of secret recording device.
Well, they had a meeting on Sunday because they both won on Saturday. They met up on Sunday and chatted through their wins. So, they've got that.
Just how much they like football. James Rowe and Ian Birchnell.
Yeah. And yes, another meeting of National League Minds.
Yes.
We're going to have a chat with the Wrexham podcast.
Rob Ryan Red. Yes, which is the new Wrexham podcast. We're going to talk to them. But
were they always called that, do you think?
I don't know.
Or did they just change their name just for...
Be a bit weird if they were always called that.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand his name at all.
One day.
It'll come.
Yeah, you'll get it at some point.
Rob Ryan Red, we're going to speak to them about, because obviously Talk United at Wrexham this Saturday, and there is, the rumour is that Rob and Ryan are going to turn up to have their party spoiled. Sinclair and Lolosh up front.
Exactly. And letters.
And letters, John. How exciting. What a brilliant, brilliant episode.
Should we crack on?
Let's crack on. Tell me some National League news,
John.
Come on,
then. Aldershot 2, Bromley 3. That was on Saturday. Aldershot were 2-0
up, weren't they?
Leading early doors. Bromley equalised. Oh. They were leading again. Bromley equalised again. Then they got ahead.
Very Aldershot.
Very Aldershot. Very Bromley as well. Just getting it done.
Yeah, they're doing well, John. Doing ever so well.
We mentioned Wrexham just now. They won 3-0 at Barnet on Saturday. It's a really easy, straightforward.
They've got Maidenhead tonight.
Scored again.
John, which is a tough place to go, as we know. Even when we were 4-0 up, they didn't give up.
No.
At halftime, we won 4-3. Watched them on the telly on Saturday night versus Woking. Woking looked really good side up front. They look ever so good, Woking. But Maidenhead didn't give up and came back. And then they went down to 10 men, Woking. But 3-2. It's a very, very good win. So I think that'd be tough for Wrexham tonight.
Let's see. Chesterfield 2, Boreham Wood 1. So a little bit of a battle at the top there, which Chesterfield came out on top. Shimanga scoring against his old club.
Doing very well. I judge. You know who I judge, John? Deed. Do you know who I judge, John? Players who play below themselves just to score.
Yeah, he's a real
player. I'm very judgy on that. Jake Robinson. I judge you. I know you spent your whole career scoring lots of goals in the National League South. But you're playing below yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to look back on your career and go, oh, I could have played a bit higher, I think. But maybe you just want to score goals. I don't know. And that's how I feel about Shimanga.
Just likes the feeling.
Paul Mullen, looking at you before you score a hat-trick on Saturday.
Dagenham and Redbridge 3, Southend United 0. Southend had Jack Bridge playing for them. I did love celebrating 60 years of Jack Bridge last week.
Tamar Bridge. Yes, Tamar Bridge, yes.
There you go.
Tamar to his friends.
Yeah, known as Tamar.
Jack Clifton suspension over troubled Billy Waters.
Billy Waters.
That would have been lovely, John. Yeah, could have done that. Would have
should
been
have
nice.
Done that, really. Bia Dagenham back to winning ways properly. 3-0 win there, yeah, over Southend. Good win for them. Eastleigh 2.
Southend, though, John, let's just touch on that. It's that's
tough
pretty
start
sad
there
for them,
Kevin,
isn't it?
Maha.
Kevin Moore. Coming into his own. Halloween,
he
though,
is,
John.
Yes, Halloween.
Horror show. A real horror show for Kevin.
Eastleigh 2, Altrincham 1. So good win for Eastleigh.
Sorry about that, Gene.
Altrincham, Gene, furious. Grimsby 2, Yeovil Town 0.
They're flying, John.
They are absolutely flying. Grimsby. Linnell John Lewis scored one of the goals. Always enjoy his Christmas advert.
His name is a shop. His name is a shop.
The Linnell John Lewis Christmas advert is really, really good.
Lloyd Griffith sponsors Linnell John Lewis.
Does he actually?
Which is absolutely classic him, John.
Copying.
He's A, a copier. B, yeah, the glamour player. He's not just gone for one of the left back, like we sponsor the left back away shirt.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, that's who we sponsor. He's picked out a player. Who's going to get headlines?
Yeah.
That's what he's like, Lloyd. Savvy, he's like, he only turns up when the cameras are there and stuff. I don't know if he even really supports them.
This is a real brutal going in on
Lloyd.
Going
in on Lloyd, yeah. Because he's having a good tour. So I'm furious about it.
What a shame. Notts County 2, Stockport 1. I did not see that result come out. I didn't know what way that was going to go, to be fair. I couldn't really call that one.
They nearly Notts Countied it.
Yeah.
Because Ben Whitfield came on, got a penalty and scored it. And then one was cleared off the line by Notts County in the 94th minute or something. So they really nearly did a Birchnell, but...
I mean, it would have been good, but yeah, so good win for Notts County.
Very good. Well done to them.
Solihull Moors 1, FC Halifax Town 0. So, poor result there for Halifax.
Yeah.
Solihull, home form has been excellent.
Very, very good. Very
really,
good.
Really good. Torquay United 2, Kingsland 0. Get in.
Yes. Lola should have passed, shouldn't he, John? Have you seen the highlights?
Yes.
He did a great run, absolutely fantastic run, but
pass
if,
it.
If they can get that going, if Lola and Sinclair can get that going, just going to be such a good forward line.
It was Weymouth 1, Wildstone 1.
Did any of our
lads
score?
Anything to say about that? No.
No.
Really nothing.
Nothing
worth,
to say about
nothing
that.
Nothing worth saying about that.
Weymouth v Wildstone.
Just nothing.
1-1.
Just
no Amara, no booze.
No Amara, no booze.
Bloody
no
hell.
Nothing. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, Amara.
And Maidenhead 3, Woking 2.
I don't hate Woking anymore,
I
John.
I don't really care about them.
I don't mind. I don't hate them anymore.
No.
It's gone.
Okay, we'll leave that.
That's gone for me. No, we'll keep it in, John, because it's part of the podcast.
That's it for now.
But, you
no
know,
more.
I'm just sort of indifferent to Woking these days. You know, that,
I think that's
those
fair.
Days are gone.
I'm very indifferent to them.
You know, so that all the news, John?
That's it.
Let's look through tonight's fixtures and just go through those, which by the time this comes out, the scores will be out. So this is very exciting.
Testing our powers of prediction. Do you want me to just throw them at you?
Give everyone a moment to grab a piece of... find out what their scores were.
Here we go.
Then we can say... Okay,
fire up your BBC
Do you want to
app.
Be the predictor, John?
Do you want me to fire them at you?
Yeah, I tell you what, you do one and then I'll do
okay,
one.
Fine,
okay,
right.
There we are. So here we go. John, Aldershot v Weymouth.
Aldershot 1, Weymouth 1.
Really a draw.
Yes.
A score draw.
Draw.
Okay. Now you ask me one, John.
Altrincham, Solihull Moors.
It's a tough one. I think that's a draw as well.
Yeah, I can see
I think that's
that.
Another one all draw, John, okay. I'm going for there.
Chesterfield, Eastleigh.
That's you.
That's
Chesterfield
me.
V Eastleigh,
sorry.
John. The Spyrites v the Spitfires,
Spitfires.
Is nearly an anagram of each other. Isn't it? Nearly.
It is.
Just one F missing. There's no F in Spyrites. Don't be so
there
rude.
Isn't.
No need to swear.
Chesterfield 3, Eastleigh 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? They are doing well, aren't they?
Halifax, Dagenham.
Oh, that's a big game, isn't it? It's a big game, isn't it? 2-2, John. I think that's a 2-2 draw. Halifax at home, very good at home.
Yeah.
Got goal scorers. Dagenham away. Have been up and down with their form recently. A good result for them Saturday. But I think they've got goals. 2-2.
Okay.
Kings Lynn. Come on, you Linnet. Be Boreham Wood, John.
Kings Lynn were pretty poor, weren't they? 13 players.
They weren't good.
Not great.
They weren't good.
Boreham would get it done. But 2-0 Boreham Wood.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? They're very good. That's very good.
Maidenhead Wrexham, come on.
Maidenhead v Wrexham. I think. I feel like I want to say Maidenhead are going to win it, but I think that's just me
Hoping.
So I'm going to say 3-1 Wrexham. They're weak at the back,
tough,
John.
Yeah.
They're not good at the back, Maidenhead.
Yeah.
And those long balls into the box and Paul Mullin and all that. They're a good team.
Yeah.
They're a good team. So, yeah. 3-1 Wrexham. Notts County Bromley, John. I've forgotten the format. The format keeps going out of my head. Notts County, the Magpies versus Bromley, the Magpies. Also the Magpies.
Are they the Magpies?
Are they the Magpies,
well?
John?
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
The
a magpie
the Ravens.
Via Raven. I mean, you could not pick that in a fight, could you?
Couldn't really. I think I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. Notts County, Bromley.
A 2-2. Okay.
Yep.
Now you ask me.
A Stockport Barnet.
I think it's going to be a thrashing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be 4-0.
Yeah.
4-0.
Very, very fair.
Yeah. Wealdstone Grimsby, John.
1-4.
Wow, 1-4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Yeovilton v Woking.
I think this is a 0-0 draw.
That's awesome.
0-0 draw.
Completely
I wish
plausible.
We'd written them down because I checked those tonight.
Yeah.
But by the time this comes out, people will be checking them. I mean, this is the whole feature has been an utter mess.
Disaster.
If we're honest. But there we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, James. Nice to see you here
good to
in
see
this
you.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah. An oat milk latte for me, please.
And an almond latte for me,
just
please.
Trying to cut down on the dairy. I don't know if you know that.
I just
it's not good for you. It's not good for your lactic acid in your legs. I did that when I did my sports science degree. I know about that.
And I moved the salt and pepper here into a high press.
Yeah.
To counter the low block of your seating position there.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to
when I was doing my sports science degree. They tried to cut sodium out of our diet, but the meals said we were getting cramp, so that came through. And then when I did my UEFA Pro licence, I don't know if you've got your UEFA Pro licence, have you?
I've got my UEFA, yeah, my Continental B, C, B.
Okay.
BCG,
I've got the UEFA A Plus licence Pro Platinum. Have you got that?
Look, I wanted to talk, I'm really
have you
delighted.
Got that, though?
I'm really
have
delighted.
Just before we start, have you got that licence?
I'm really delighted at the results on Saturday, you've
yeah,
got to be honest.
You did well, yeah.
Really, really pleased.
You did well. Who did you play again?
Who did we play against? A good point. I can't remember. Yeah. Stockport we played
that's
against.
That's the thing, I could never remember who we play. Because
well, look,
I don't take into account the opposition. I just like the way we... I just want to know. I want to play our football.
We knew what they were going to be about. Of course, we knew all about that.
Yeah.
We watched them. We studied them. We knew what they were going to be.
Yeah, we didn't know their names.
We didn't know their names.
Didn't know who they were.
Look, we knew what they were all going to be about, and long balls. But I knew if we played our game.
Yeah.
Played our game the way that we could.
Yeah.
Played the high block, counter the low press.
Yeah.
And
we know that they played their football when they came to us. That we knew they were going to play their football. And we thought, we'll get more final third entries than them. We'll get more scruffy balls and penetration than them. Because that's what I'm into, is not letting scruffy balls or penetration anywhere near me.
Yeah,
I am into final third entry.
We pinned them in. You know, we pinned them in and we played our game, and we knew that if we played our game and they played their game, we'd both be playing our games, but our games...
I am listening to you. Sorry, I'm just doing my UEFA A license Pro Plus Platinum Pro Plus. Just while I'm sitting talking to you.
You know the result. It was 2-1. There's a hint of offside about their goal.
Yeah.
I just watched it back.
Yeah. It looked scruffy. Looked like a scruffy ball in.
We got to cut out. Scruffy.
Yeah.
Scruffy balls into the box. There's a hint of offside.
They
there.
Played their game.
Watching it back, you know, yeah. After. Tried to talk to the referee afterwards.
Us,
he didn't want to speak.
The refs don't want to speak to you.
Not at this level.
At this low level, they don't want to speak. But we knew they'd come with their football, play first contact. We'd go for the second phase, use the second phase, get long ball vibes. And then we'd take them on to the fifth phase stock take. You know the fifth phase stock take? We learned that on the UEFA. We learned that on the Pro Plus Platinum
yeah,
Plus.
Yeah, yeah, the fifth,
the fifth phase stock take. And then we had a higher rhythmic attitude than them. And so when you've got the higher rhythmic attitude, you can pin them in, you can play your football, get rid of their scrappy balls, and then you got your fifth phase stock take. We took all the stock while they were playing it, we counted it up, and we had carried the one, and then we knew how they were going to play. So the second phase came in, fifth phase stock take, and long ball vibe, played their rhythm, played our tempo, pinned them in, final third entry, goal. I just like the passion in the game. Just like to send the lads out to just play, just you play. You be you. You know about the fifth phase stock take. Ian?
Yep.
You don't look well. Ian! Ian!
The National Obsession.
John, we got very exciting now. We're going to go across to the Wrexham podcast. I don't know if it's the Wrexham podcast or a Wrexham podcast.
It's a live link up.
It's a live link up. It's like a simulcast.
Across a border.
It is a border, John.
It is.
Whatever you say about it,
there
it is a border.
There are further away borders.
Which is very, very exciting. We're going to speak to Nathan and Rich, who are the Rob Ryan Red Wrexham AFC podcast, and they're here now. Hello, Nathan and Rich.
Hello. Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it. Yeah.
Croeso. You're also having us. Because we're on your podcast as well.
This is true. It's a very weird live simulcast, but this is great for
synergy.
Us.
Synergy.
Very exciting. A very exciting, a big weekend, which inevitably means we'll probably lose 1-0 to like an own goal off someone's backside or something like that. So that's just inevitable.
It's very odd being in the National League and loving it, because all you're trying to do is get out of it. Wrexham have been trying to do for 14 years. Yeah, tell us about that.
We're quite comfortable at the moment, aren't we? I mean, we've failed in every way possible almost to get out of the league, and now it's becoming weird though, because the first season down, I can't remember when that was, 13, 14 years ago, we played Stevenage. They were the league favourites, Stevenage. Yeah. On the opening day of the season, we beat them 5-0 and we thought, we're going to be out of this league in no time. And now we're the elderly residents sat in the corner warning everyone who gets relegated just how horrible it is. And it's, this season giving us extra optimism, but with extra optimism comes extra pressure. And we've already found it difficult this campaign. And we already sort of viewed ourselves as maybe the biggest club, or definitely one of the bigger clubs, but now we really are the scalp. And I think had a bit of a struggle this season, sort of coming to terms with just how many teams want to spoil your party and just how many opposition fans want to give you abuse on a social media as well, which is always good for the mentions.
Yeah, I just like Rich's idea that we're kind of in some sort of like old National League home in a rocking chair talking about the Blue Square Premier days.
The Vauxhall Conference days, when it was the Skrill Premier. We always talk of it like it's an escape room. It's an escape room is what we always. You have to find the right combination to get out of the room.
We haven't got it. Is the answer? And the answer is take it all the way to Los Angeles, take it to Hollywood, and then stick the most glamorous appointment we could think of in Phil Parkinson. Hope he's got the razzle-dazzle to get us out of it.
We've sort of turned it into the Crystal Maze and just thrown loads of money at the end of it. I hope that gives us some sort of solution.
I can't believe anybody listening to either podcast, I mean, certainly not your podcast. It'd be weird if someone listening to your podcast didn't know about your ownership situation. But obviously, it has been the biggest story in the National League this season. Are you enjoying the spotlight so far? Because I've always wondered with Torquay, what happened if... someone came in with loads of money, would I actually enjoy it? And I've always thought, no, of course I wouldn't. But I don't know, are you enjoying it?
What do you think? I mean, I'm loving it. I think it's just absolutely brilliant, isn't it? How can you not get excited about little old Wrexham? And I'm not saying that in a negative way. We've both grown up there and we love it to pieces. But, it's about as far from Hollywood as you could imagine. It's not glamorous. Everyone works really hard for every last kind of penny they get. And to have... Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney sort of sprinkle some magic dust on it. We're able to buy players again. We got so used to not being able to buy players. We were just waiting on free transfers and kind of getting people's cast-offs that no one wanted and hoping it would come together, this kind of ragtag teams we were putting together. And then they would often go off elsewhere and they would do brilliantly. And so the idea that we can go and sign a League One captain in Ben Tozer and go and get League Two Player of the Year in Paul Mullen is... quite frankly, insanity for us, because we're just not used to it at all. Are we, Rich?
No, and the other thing as well is, of course, that I think everyone wants to do it the sort of organic way, but particularly for me, it was that 98-point season. We got 98 points, finished second to Fleetwood, who did have money, with Jamie Vardy up front. They get promoted. Look what happens to them, and we're sort of stuck behind. And it's always seemed like whenever we've almost had a decent team, there's always been a team who has more money or someone who can go out in January and spend big if things aren't going their way. Stockport this season, basically. And it's just nice that we've got that financial muscle again, because so often, as you'll know, that when you're in this league, if you've got a good player, come the end of the season, they either go up to another national league team or they go up to the Football League. If you've got a good player, they don't stay because why would they want to stay in National League? And yeah, you say your club's special, but no one's really got loyalty at this level. And that's partly the reason why we've been able to buy so many good players in the Football League ourselves, because an element at the end of the day is these players won't have long-term careers after the game, most of them. They need to sort of chase the money now while they can. And yeah, we've bided our time long enough. You know, I do understand it, and we used to hate all the other teams who were, you know, insert it, sort of buying the league or whatever. We're proving that you can spend money and it doesn't necessarily pay off on the pitch immediately anyway. Yeah.
You are doing it at a time when Stockport have money and Notts County have money, and I do think you've made the wrong managerial appointment, because I think what you get out of how you get out of this division is by having the right manager and about who knows how this division works. And I think he knows how football works, Phil Parkinson, but I don't think he knows how this division works. And this division is very, very difficult. Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, what do we say with the other way? I mean, the joke going around, wasn't it, was Jurassic Parkinson Ball is the nickname. But you know what? He has swallowed his pride and ditched his 3-5-2 for now. Fingers crossed, Rich, that stays around.
Yeah, there's two matches of evidence so far. We played two matches, and Barnet and made them both look like crap football teams, which they already were. So there's not really much concrete evidence so far.
But it's the pre ditching of the formation. It was a real eyesore, wasn't it? Even worse than this kind of Dean Keats, 1-0. I'm kind of having very weird flashbacks. I'm sure we'll get onto, but very, very vivid and scary flashbacks of Torquay going to the racecourse last time and scaring me. Was it Sam Schering or something at the 94th minute?
Yeah, that was a Gary Time winner.
Yeah, that was a very, I can get kind of frustrated and disappointed, but I was really like raging. I think that must have been behind closed doors. I was raging.
It was,
that.
Yeah.
Why, you two are obviously Wrexham spies. What do you want to know from us about Torquay United before Saturday?
Why are you so obsessed with keeping Sinclair Armstrong as a big secret? Well, kind of like, is he the non-league Messi or
who?
What's this big?
Who?
And he's not very good, and QPR should let you.
No.
I think he's out for this weekend, actually. I don't think he's playing this weekend.
I think he's out. Yeah.
Really, after that big build-up, I've never read so much about one player. I was going through.
My message to Phil Parkinson is he's not in the squad. Won't travel.
He's not there. He's not playing. Yeah,
no.
I think what you've been reading is a massive amount of relief that we finally can see a green shoot on our very, very difficult start to a season, and very, very difficult emotionally and physically to get over the end of last year. And this is the first time I think that this group of players feels like, oh, we might actually be able to do something, and we'll never recreate last season, but it feels like a very positive step. Is that right, John?
I think so. We've signed like a couple of, not just Sinclair, we signed Harry Perrett on loan from Accrington as well. Seems to sort of solidified us at the back a bit. And yeah, before those two signings, I was looking at this game thinking, this could be, you know, a bit of a thrashing.
Yeah. Still
and
could
now,
be.
I mean, it still could be. But now I give us a bit more of a chance, particularly away from home at somewhere like Wrexham. And I think there's going to be a big crowd this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, but then we're always kind of like, oh, God, a big crowd. Or like, oh, God, the TV cameras. Oh, God, any attention.
We don't win when there's that sort of expectation. And like you said, this weekend as well, they have sort of rejigged the allocation of the tickets, I think, so that they can have more home crowd in, because I think they're restricting what would usually be the away section. I mean, no offense, but it's a long trip, so I think they're going to give some of that to home fans and try and make it as much of a bumper sort of event as possible. That's going to be really interesting this weekend, because it's dealing with that and just getting back to terms that you've got to just win the football match primarily. And I think there's going to be such a distraction off the pitch, obviously, with what happens, that from a Wrexham point of view, I'm pessimistic anyway, because
we're so pessimistic, Rich.
I'm quite worried that it could turn into a day that's not about the football.
But no, it's exciting. Owners are coming, so you just sort of, if you can put in any words to the players, just do the honourable thing. You know, Ryan Reynolds isn't coming all this way. He's not flying in to watch Torquay win a football match. Unfortunately,
if they lose, I'm assuming if they win, that the lads will be in the dressing room after the match.
Oh, it's got to be, isn't it?
If they lose, will they be in the dressing room after the match?
I hope they're doing like a Mike Bassett style rant.
Yeah.
If they, you know what I mean? If they go in and Ryan Reynolds is throwing people's boots along the wall and all. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? You know, kind of. But no, I'm actually quite worried. I think it'll be a really tricky game.
It'd be very rude of Torquay to ruin the party.
That's what I'm saying.
Putting the corks back in the aviation gin.
I think Torquay needs to sit down and think. For the good of this documentary, they've really got to just keel over and let us win.
Look.
Let's see.
Look, it's been really nice to talk to you about Wrexham. And thank you very much for having us on your podcast.
And same to you. It's a weird, this kind of podcast inception might catch on.
It's a good idea. They put an X, don't they, when they mash things up.
Christopher Nolan's directed it.
Yeah, the collab.
It's a collab. That's what it is. It's a collab. There we are. On the ice. To the Rob Ryan Red podcast. Thank you very much.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
Go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yes. Should we begin?
Yes, please.
Rich Mills. Ooh. Mrs. Mills gets in touch.
Hello, Rich. On the ice. Big Grimsby fan.
Big Grimsby flying
at the moment.
Now, this leads me on to...
This is his second letter, John. I think it might be his second letter.
I think it could almost... Ooh. No, I think we gave him a foff.
Oh, he's got a foff because he's so nice. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, we gave him one the other week. This leads me on to what I alluded to at the beginning of the podcast with some foff treachery.
Oh.
Dear Charlie and Joan, congratulations on getting the scoop on Gladys's kitchen story. Do you remember Hockley Super Matt
last
week?
Yes, of course.
A whole day before Guy Henderson and Richard Hughes aired it.
No.
Gladys... wrote into both podcasts. So we did Hockley Super Matt on Thursday, and Guy and Richard did it on Friday. Discuss. Brilliant.
Well, look, there are other... We're not a Talk United podcast, John. I'll give them an out. I'll let them off.
I'm not saying they're the
problem. I'm going to give them an out, John.
I'm saying Gladys.
You think Gladys is on a yellow card?
Off 39, but eliminated.
Not eliminated. The 39 peps.
I think Gladys is out of Foff of the Year, as it stands.
You've really took a gin him. There we are. Well, look, we're not a Talk United podcast, John.
Rich
so,
says, am I even allowed to mention the other podcast? Maybe that's me out of the running for Foff of the Year.
Well, it's a very thin line.
Fluid, isn't it?
It's very thin
line.
You
never know when you're in or you're out.
You know John's hair trigger temper. You know it can go off at any moment.
Well, look, just to say, Gladys, I'm just disappointed, to be honest.
That's it.
Rich says, on the ice and kabaddy. Now, that was how we finished last week. A new phrase, on the ice, kabaddy.
Rich is a great foff. He grasses people up.
Yeah.
He's a right grass, isn't he? Does grassing people up get you foff of the year, John?
The Stasi foff. That's what we call Rich.
Stasi foff from now on. Stasi foff.
Always listening.
KG foff.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to dog people in, Richard.
He's real grass.
That's
good.
What we like.
Yes, I like
Secret
that very
police.
Much. There we are. What a lovely letter.
Well
Thank
done,
you.
Rich. Colin James. Now, I think this is a first message from Colin.
On the ice, Colin.
I don't believe we've ever heard from Colin before.
On the ice to you.
On the ice. He says, dear John and Charlie, I am disturbed and seek your guidance. For at least a year, I refused to take my young daughter Claire to Playmore. Then one Saturday, it was either force her to go to Bygones with her auntie Nina or let her come to the football with me.
Bygones is good, John. Bygones is good.
Never write off an afternoon at Bygones. There's a Victorian street.
There's a full Victorian street with smells.
I will say, a bloke from Bygones who runs their Twitter page, a little bit...
Okay. It's now gone downhill.
Just a little bit. Anyway, Colin says, it started that day. A great escape. Lubos Kubik, Chris Roberts, relegation from the league, the hope and the new dawn of the Bristow era, sitting in the family stand watching Exeter score 4 goals in 20 minutes and crying for 2 days. The unbelievable joy of Wembley 2009. Plymouth home and away. Perhaps it would be all right. We would go to many away games, freeze to death at Macclesfield, wonder why we bothered with Accrington, and let's not talk about Bristol Rovers. She was even the referee for Swindon Town Academy versus Torquay United Academy.
Amazing.
Then came Ashton Gate. And it still feels like there's been a death in the family. Have I failed her as a father?
No.
Regards, Colin James.
No, you haven't failed her. Because what football is there to do is teach us about life.
Colin, that's it.
Teach us about life's ups and downs in a safe environment. Although it doesn't feel safe
Not
at the moment.
Not especially safe.
Still doesn't feel safe. Look, if you're going to like football, you've got to support some team. And why not support the one that is nearest to you and you feel connected to. That's always my... Why would you follow glamour? Because every team loses.
Exactly.
You could be a Man United fan and think, oh, yeah, they're all they're ever going to do is win. They got drubbed 5-0 Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's miserable, isn't it? So you may as well support the one that is in your heart and soul. So I think you've done exactly the right thing as a father. Great parenting.
It.
Well done. On the ice. Great first
well
letter.
Done, Colin.
On your way to a FOF, Colin.
Joe Holden texts, hello Tex.
Hello,
he says,
Tex,
on the ice.
I
thought I'd best message following the threat of the FOF games in the last episode, as I don't want particularly to be thrown off a glass bridge for not sending in an email. Anyway, with this email hopefully keeping me in mind and seeing me through to the next round, I can confirm, Joe, you're through.
Tex is up there for
you're
FOF
through
of
to
the
next
year.
Round. He's having a good year,
regularly
Tex.
Writes in, does Tex. He's got a nickname. He embraces it. He says on the ice
well,
every time, John.
See what you think after this, because I think this is a good email. He says, I had a thought on your comments last week regarding the players you believe Torquay is too far away.
It is a long way away for some people.
And therefore won't consider signing. This is obviously a big issue, if that's the only reason that free agent Jack Wilshere wouldn't join us.
Yes,
it's a shame, because
I think
may
it was
be able
the
to
only
find
reason.
A place for him. He says, I think that was the only reason. My solution is that we should be lobbying the government for what I am proposing is HS3. HS3 would be a high-speed railway linking Torquay to Bristol Temple Meads in just 28 minutes.
Good idea.
And Paddington
HS3.
In just under an hour.
Can we get this?
This will mean Jack and whoever else we can bring in can leave their mansions in Knightsbridge at 8 a.m, be in training for 9.
This is a good idea. This is a good idea. Perhaps you could start at the... Start of, in Paignton at the where the steam railway is.
The old
is.
Steam railway, yeah.
You know, we've got there's a station there
yeah.
already. That's part of the cost already gone.
He says, if we can get this built quickly, then a quick Google has also let me know that there are other free agents who may be worth looking into. Hatton, mm-hmm. Ben Arthur, Danny Alves, Maicon. They're all available.
Maicon.
Unfortunately, I'm not holding my breath as the campaign to update the teams and stadium at the Babbicombe Model Village hasn't really taken off,
hasn't,
has it?
Hasn't,
no,
it hasn't. Well, I don't know if anyone's been recently. If anyone could get in touch with the Model Village and find out if Torquay are at Wembley again. What a great idea. HS3.
HS3.
I think we should need to look into that.
Really lovely idea.
Lovely idea. Or if we can get in touch with like a helicopter company or that sort of thing. You know, they get down to the races at Newton Abbott quickly, don't they?
Yeah.
So. It's a great idea.
Tex,
like thank
it.
You so much. On
All
the ice.
All we can do is email your email Kevin Foster.
I think it would go down well.
Email us. Who's that batty one in Totnes? I can't remember her
All
name.
Those. I mean,
and something
does,
other.
That doesn't narrow it down in Totnes, John.
do you want one final letter?
Yes, please.
Fred Lindsay.
Oh, on the ice, Fred.
Often we have Fred. We've had a Fred and a Colin so far.
Lovely.
We've gone full sort of 1950s. He says, hello to you fine gentlemen and on the ice. That's the first
on
time
On the
writer.
Ice, Fred. Thank you.
And a listener since the start of the season. Fred, where have you been? But welcome.
Welcome.
As a Notts County fan.
Oh, welcome.
I thought
welcome,
I would,
Fred.
I thought I would let you know how the former Torquay United players are doing here.
Okay.
I like this so far,
thank
Fred.
You, Fred. I like it. Yeah, very good. Kyle Cameron. Every time Kyle Cameron plays, they win.
Firstly, Aaron Nemain. He doesn't play every game. However, he plays a good chunk, and when he does, he looks dangerous. Hasn't got a goal yet, but it's coming.
Can we have him back?
And direct. A solid 7
Can
out
we have
of 10.
Him back?
Secondly, Frank Vincent. Notts fans love him, and he's only played 2 games. His debut came in the FA Cup against Tamworth. He ran the show and got a goal on his debut, but that was only Tamworth. His second game was last Saturday against Stockport, and he was the best player on the pitch by a mile.
Yeah. Goal, he doesn't really count assist, as a proper Torquay player.
Ran the game.
Doesn't count.
Didn't really...
It's fine. It's
didn't
fine.
Really make a huge impact.
I'm pleased he's doing well, because I did... his mum was very nice.
His mum was very nice. And he... I think he played a... Do you know what Frankie Vincent did? He played the pass for Jamie Reid at Woking 3, Torquay 3, where Ben Gehring came across and clattered him and got sent
did he?
Off.
Came on
Frankie
late,
Vincent
yeah. Oh,
played
yes.
the ball to Jamie Reid down the channel and Ben Gehring got sent off.
What a lovely young man and an excellent footballer. I'm pleased he's found some success.
He seems to be the player we've been missing. So much energy, never gives the ball away and an eye for goal. Good. Finally, Kyle Cameron. He's been so good for us this season. We have not lost with him in the team. With him being injured in the 3, we did lose. Can bring the ball out of defence very well. Can also do the dirty side. He's sorted out. I'll set... Fred... I don't want to know
Fred, we're not a Torquay podcast, Fred, but we're not interested, son.
I'm beginning to think of the transfer business between us almost like Southampton and Liverpool.
Wow, wait.
Fred,
I mean, on the ice to you, you're very welcome to the podcast because we're not a Torquay podcast, but
all
thank
I can
you
say
very
is
much.
Thank you for giving us 3 quality players. Fred, never has someone written in and immediately.
But you have to admire Fred's
immediately
chutzpah. John, he's up chutzpah. For me, he's up for FOF of the year. If he writes 2 more letters along the same lines.
Fred.
What's he going to do next? The next letter is, hello, John, your mum's an absolute Gamini sounds like a right.
Anyway, all the best, Fred.
All the best, Fred. Hello, Charlie. Letter three. Hello, Charlie. Tell your dad to stick his
stick his chainsaw up his ass. Fred, that was
on the ice.
Nice of you to let us know what we've been missing this year.
There we are. Is that it, John?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all the letters. What a lovely bunch
of
letters.
Sorry to end on a sad note.
Do write in to us. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
It is. And you can get us on Twitter, of course, @NatObsPod. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with all your National League stuff this week.
Yep. Kabaddi. Oh,
kabaddi on the ice, John.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.